Moncrief on News Talk.
You can get to a stage in life when you might like to see a musician perform live, but it involves a lot of hassle. You might have to get babysitters and you're staying later out than you normally would. There's no seats at the venue and it involves staying out of your pyjamas past 7 p.m. Wouldn't it be nicer if the musicians came to you? Well, gigging a gaff might be the answer. Aaron Coleman is one of three musicians who want to perform in sitting rooms all over Ireland. Aaron, good afternoon to you.
Sean, how's it going?
Not too bad. So how many times have you done this so far?
So we just had our third gig and a gaff there on Saturday past in Dublin.
And is it just the three of you playing, or is how many musicians in total?
No, so it's for clarity to kind of clear things up, because I think the Independent article might have confused a few readers. Myself, Kieran McBerty and Matthew Melia, we're in a pub band called Bootleg, but we run Gig and a Gaff, which is a showcase event for local bands. So essentially, right. we set up in, say, somebody's sitting room or kitchen or whatever, and we'll have bands from the county that we're holding the event in, like three bands at a Gig and a Gaff, and we just have a concert in your like living room.
Okay, so you're acting more like music promoters there, except they're not getting any money out of it.
Yeah, basically. See, we have like from myself and the boys, we're full-time pub musicians. So we just, you know, through doing that for a while, we've gotten all the sound equipment, like a PA system and amps and microphones and all that jazz. So we were in the pub one night and we were kind of just chatting about it, and we were thinking like, oh, this would be good crack, you know, if you saw a band in a sitting room. And we just kind of were like, hey, why not just do it? That's kind of
so,
how it happened.
So how does it work then? Do you have to, how carefully do you select each venue given, or, you know, it's a house, obviously?
Well, we kind of like take what we're given. We set up the Instagram page, and literally how we've been finding houses is through the kindness of like these lovely people that'll message the page and say, oh, we can have this in my kitchen or in my garage or my sitting room. And we kind of just organize it with them then, and we let them know, like, this is what we're doing. There's going to be three bands. It's going to be, usually we do it from 6 o'clock and it'll be finished by about 8:30. And that's kind of it. So they just offer up their place and then we get it all organized. We have a sign up form within our Instagram page. There's a little link in the bio. We have sign up form for bands that kind of states, like, you know, where you're based and stuff like this. And then we also have a sign up form for attendees for the specific event. So whether that be the Dublin Gig and a Gaff or a Donegal Gig and a Gaff or a Cork Gig and a Gaff, do you know?
And do you have to go and have a look at the house beforehand? Because you might find you can't fit a band in their sitting room.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we've been with the wonders of technology now, we just kind of say, can you send on pictures and a video of the room that, you know, you might be interested in holding it in? And we kind of just go by that, because myself and the boys, we're all based up in Donegal. So it's quite it's a bit of a journey to get really anywhere in the country. That saves us on a scouting budget, I would say.
Would you need a PA even if it's just in somebody's sitting room in their kitchen?
You would need a small PA just in terms of like maybe getting the vocals through. The last one that we had there in Dublin, we had like, you know, guitar amps and all that jazz, and like you don't need the guitar amps through the PA because they're so loud. But just mainly kind of for the vocals. But it does depend on the space. You'd rather have the equipment there if it was that you needed it, rather than not have the equipment at all, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah, and so whoever's hosting it, like the one you had in Dublin there, did they have the people whose house it was, did they have their neighbours coming in or you know, that kind of thing? Is there much room for an audience?
So the last one that we had in Dublin was in D13 there, and the host, The man's name is Abdullah, and he was truly one of the nicest men I've ever met in my life. I'd love to go for a pint with him. And he was just so kind and gracious and welcoming. He was just like, oh, this will be good crack. He's a DJ himself. Hmm. And he kind of just showed us his sitting room, and he had like these unbelievable, you know, DJ decks and like a system up and all, and we had to move that. And he was like, oh, I haven't met my neighbors yet. Could I invite them? I'm like, oh yeah, of course. So the neighbors came around, and they were all like, what is this? And we were like, oh, it's just a bit of crack, like just, you know, some kind of local bands, and we're just having a concert. They were like, this is great. So we try and have it to kind of like, you know, avoid noise complaints or the guards being called. We try to have it at, we will have like the music kick off at 6 o'clock, and usually the latest we're done by is 8:30. That way, you know, you avoid the guards getting called. If, you know, if there's, say, if you're in a housing estate and the houses are, I don't know, fairly close by, you know, if you have babies and you're putting the babies to bed or something, you know, it's not at a, we're not finished at an unreasonable hour. And also if you just want to go to another gig, or you just want to go for pints afterwards, you know, tear away.
Yeah, no, very, a lot of wisdom in that. Because you don't want to just like set it up and don't tell anyone it's happening. At the very least, let the... So you've done 3 so far. So the intention would be to do one in every county in Ireland.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
And so do you know where next you're going to be heading to?
Oh, that's a mystery.
Okay, you're being coy now.
We like having a little air of mystery. So for each gig and a gaff, well, I'll tell you what, you'll probably find out fairly soon. We do announce them on the Instagram, but we try not to let anybody know where the next one will be. Mm. But what we do is, like, for the bands that play at each gig and a gaff, we leave that. That's a complete mystery. So you don't know who is actually even going to play at these gigs. So it's, we found that it's really nice that people sign up to attend these gigs purely for the sake of seeing live music, rather than, oh, I'm into this, this is what I want to see, or I'm into this, you know.
Yeah.
If they're like a specific genre, if they're only into indie, or they're into metal, or they're into what have you, they're so everybody's just been so good and nice and lovely, and they love the idea and they love the music, and the bands as well. We get our, oh my goodness. Like, I cannot put into words to you, Sean, like how good Irish music is. Like, it'll blow your mind. There's these bands that, you know, you may have never heard of that would genuinely be your favorite band.
Yeah. So presumably a lot of them would be the artists or bands you have coming in would be, they'd be just starting out, I suppose. Would most of them be, or at least not that well known yet?
Yeah. Some of them could have, like, you know, just started this year. There's others that have been doing it a couple of years, but it's like, I mean, myself and Kieran and Matthew, we make original music ourselves, and it's like, it's hard. You know, it's tough to kind of like get your name out there and to get, like, I would say, you know, just to get gigs and stuff like this, especially if you're in a county where, you know, original music gigs aren't that commonplace. Like in Donegal, it can be fairly hard to do so. And, you know, there's other counties throughout Ireland that it's hard to do so. But these bands, you know, some of them have been at it for years, and some of them have, you know, they're just starting out, but they're all fantastic. Like, it blows your mind how good they are. Like, because you listen to their music and you're like, oh, these people are great.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea, Aaron, and more power to you. And I'm sure you'll have no problem at all finding 32, or you've done 3 already, 33 houses to go, and lots of bands as well. Aaron, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Aaron Coleman there from the band Bootleg, also one of the organisers of Gig in a Gaff.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2. On News Talk, conversation that counts.